anthem. So just going to take a couple minute break here, and we will be back soon here on 105.5 WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
It's the Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks. Don't miss these limited time deals. The Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and cold with lows close to 10. And a little more sunshine as we look here into your Saturday afternoon, highs into the low 20s. And mostly sunny for Sunday, high temps warm up into the mid 20s. Currently it's 17 degrees.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI.
Temperatures are falling, and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
And we are back here just prior to the opening tip between the Columbus Dons and the Assumption Royals boys basketball action. And we will be having some good fun here as we end the opening day of this tournament. Columbus, their starters, again, all underclassmen except for one of them, as that is Matt Konechny, followed by Cole Wallace, Ben Weiland, Caleb Hilgeman, and, of course, the one senior of two, Sam Dooms. Assumption, their starters coming up here right now. Loaded, led off by Logan Nystrom, followed by Chase Lieberg, JT Schlafer, JJ Oswald, and Ron Board. So we've got a whole bunch of good basketball coming your way, so if you feel like it, come on down. There's still plenty of room, plenty of time, plenty of concessions, plenty of great people, so we can move right on along and see your face and get to say hi. Always like to say hi to our listeners when they show up to the games, and always want to thank them for it as well. So come on down if you get the opportunity and say hi. So just moments away from the opening tip. Again, my name is Mike Comer. I'll be bringing to the action. Again, thank you to Seth Habiger back in the studio doing an awesome job as always. And again, all our sponsors, thank you. Hey, if it wasn't for you guys, we couldn't be putting this stuff on the air for you. So again, thank you to everybody involved. And we are underway, and the ball is bounced around and controlled by the Dons. The Dons wearing navy blue with white letters, numbers, and trim, whereas the Royals are wearing their home whites, tops, bottoms, with blue letters and numbers to go with it. So a little bit of trimming there as well as ball being moved around real quick by the Dons. Konechny with it, passes out top key, and that's a little too strong. Rebound pulled down by Logan Nystrom. Nystrom, he's being challenged a little bit by Sam Dooms as he brings it past the timeline. Real good speed there by Nystrom as he passed back out to Oswald. Oswald over the board on the right side. Thought about going further over to the right, and that's JT Schlafer. Schlafer, he cuts through the paint, stops, spins, pops, and it falls. A little bit of a circus shot there by Schlafer, but he gets it to fall, and we've got a 2-0 lead. Assumption, just about a minute into the game, 17 minutes left to go in the first half, 2-0 lead for Assumption. Dooms, he passes over across the way to Hilgeman. Hilgeman up to Konechny. Big three bomb on the way. That was Hilgeman, I believe. A little strong off the mark. Pulled down by Schlafer. Schlafer, he fires up a three bomb. He was a little bit short. Pulled down by Konechny. Back the other way. Quickly are the Dons. Dons are heading towards me in this half. Three bomb put up on the way by Wallace. Rebound pulled down by Hilgeman. The Royals are heading away from me, so it's a little tough to tell what they're doing sometimes, but we... we'll be making up for that in the second half when the Royals come towards me. Shot from the wing. Three bomb on the way. No good. Rebound comes to Oswald. An Assumption. They're back on the attack. Just 16-10 left to go in this first half. Quick 2 minutes of action. A lot of shots put up by the Dons. Nothing has fallen yet. But plenty of time left. No need to be discouraged if you are a Dons fan. Another shot put up by Schlafer, a little bit to the right, pulled down by Hilgeman. Hilgeman passed over to Weiland. Weiland down into the corner, that's Wallace. Weiland passed to Hilgeman. Dooms. Pass to the corner, three bomb on the way, that's an air ball, fired up by Weiland. Rebound by Nystrom. Nystrom, he gets it passed up to Schlafer as the Royals are back on the attack offensively, holding a 2-0 lead over the Dons. It's been quite the rivalry over the years as we get our first foul of the game. And that foul is going to be whistled on Ron Board. Offensive foul. So here's your first turnover of the game as well. As I was saying, a bit of a rivalry here as goes all the way back to 1954, 1955. And the Royals, hey, they hold a 78-67 advantage in that series. But their last win in the series came in 2017-2018 when they won the first time that they played, and then the Dons got them in the playoffs when it mattered most. And now we've got another turnover, this one coming the way of Columbus Catholic for another offensive foul, that coming against Cole Wallace. And we've played nearly 3 minutes and still just a 2-0 lead. Assumption as Chase Lieberg inbounds the ball to Oswald. Oswald looked for somewhere to go with it. Lieberg has it. Full court pressure being brought on by the Dons. Schlafer, he breaks it as he goes to the right side and goes back to the left to just inside the half court stripe. Goes to his left. Stops, spins back out to Nystrom. Real tough man-to-man defense. Quick switches by the Dons, so they're not giving too many open looks. Very strong defensive team already. You can see that. Not even 4 minutes in. Three bomb on the way by Nystrom. A little bit short. Rebound pulled down by Konechny. Matt Konechny passes up ahead to Wallace. Back over to Konechny. Fakes left, goes right. Pass back out to Wallace. He thought about going to Konechny in the corner. Pass back out top. As the Dons are just moving the ball so quickly, it's a little hard to keep up with the play as we had a substitution as Carter Summer is in there now for the Dons. The Dons still working that ball around Carter Summer. He's going along the baseline. He stops, gets some separation up off the glass. Count it. Here, first points of the game for the Dons as it's now a 2-2 ball game. Just under 14 minutes left to go in the first half. A lot of defense in this game so far. As you have Lieberg goes up off the glass. Count it. First points of the season there for Chase Lieberg. 4-2 lead now for the Royals. 13:40 to go in the opening half. Wallace stops, get the ball back over to Summer. Summer up to Dooms. Dooms back over. Summer on the right side, pass across the way. Thought about a shot. was Konechny back out across the way. Three bomb on the way, and that is a good one by Caleb Hilgeman. And now it's the Dons with the upper hand, 5-4, with 13 minutes to go. We're on board, getting past the ball just inside the half-court line. Nystrom, he crosses the center court stripe. Passed over to Schlafer, top of the key. Schlafer, spin move, goes to his right, stops, picks up, back on over to Oswald. Oswald, top of the key. Pass on over to Lieberg. Lieberg passes to Schlafer, cutting through the lane, and he gets fouled on a shot, and he goes to the line for two. That foul's coming up, I believe, on Carter Summer. That's his first, the Don's second of the game. And we got Schlafer at the line for two. Schlafer already has 2 points for his effort tonight. And first one's up, nothing but net. And it's a 5-5 ball game. This one's going to be close, in the words of The Hunt for Red October. If you're a movie buff, I'm pretty sure you might remember the line. If not, watch a movie. It's a really good one. Shot up, and it's good. Royals regain the lead at 6-5, 12:45 to go in the first half. Konechny, right side, fires up a three, short, rebound, Lieberg, passed up to Schlafer. Schlafer, he's a little bit of a jog there, goes up the right side, stops, cuts along the baseline, stops, goes to use the glass, a little short off the corner of the board, rebound, comes down to Cole Wallace of the Dons. Wallace thought about passing it on over to Mason Edwards. He thought better of a three, and they moved right along. That was close to a walk, but no whistle. Good call on that. Or no call, I should say. Pass to the corner. Three on the way. That's going to be long. That three was Carter Summers. Royals back with the ball. Up 6-5, 12 minutes to go in this first half. Really fast action between these two teams. That it's not that they don't like each other. It's just there's a really good rivalry there, and you got to really respect that. Royals, they want to, as there's a turnover there for Schlafer, kind of threw it up, and Summer came away with it, and Schlafer returns a favor, and we've got a timeout coming, 30-second timeout by the Royals. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
/11:34 left to go in the first half as we are greeted by one of the best holiday songs, you could say, especially Thanksgiving, Come Together. Always good to see friends and family during the holiday season, which I suppose is for some of us that began last month with Halloween. Excuse me, as 11.5 to go in the first half, Royals holding a 6-5 lead over the Dons, pass down low. Back on out, that's Owen Hagen, as there is a travel called in the game. Third turnover for the Royals. And that was Owen Hagen, the lone senior on the team for the Royals. And back on the attack is Dons. Matt Konechny passed over to Mason Edwards. Back on over to Cole Wallace on the right side. Royals playing tough defense as well. Konechny pass back outside as the ball's being bounced around, and there is a foul to be called up on the Royals. Owen Hagen. That's his first. Royals second. Both teams sitting pat with two fouls in the game. That is Konechny with the ball, works to his right, and that's going to be thrown way away, and that is a turnover. That is the third for the Dons, and we sit there just under 11 minutes to go with the Royals holding a 6-5 lead. Yeah, you know, I figured this was going to be a really good contest. Both teams, they got something to prove. This young squad from the Dons would show, hey, we really didn't lose everything after graduation last year. We're still a very formidable team. Whereas Royals want to say, hey, this is our time. We want to be. We want you to watch us and think of us as a favorite here. So really entertaining and fun to watch. Three bomb on the way by Hagen. That's way off the mark, a little strong, and pulled down by Ben Weiland for the Dons. Weiland passed to the corner from look for Matt Konechny. He thought about a three. Did thought better of it. Pass back out to Dooms. Back to Konechny on the right side corner along the baseline. Stop. Pass back out. Three bomb on the way by Wallace. Rattles around. No good. Rebound back to Hagen. That one looked like she was going to rebound back in, and it did not, as we have Hagen back over to Nystrom on the right side. Nystrom looking to try to drive that ball, and then he was forced back out of it by the defense by the Dons. Schlafer with it on the left side, working to his right, stops, picks up the ball to Hagen down low, hits Parker Roink for two down beneath, and that lead grows to 8-5, Assumption, 9:45 to go. The Dons fire up a shot. That's Ben Weiland for three, and you can book that too, in the words of Randy Paul. And we've got an 8-8 ball game, 9.5 to go. Royals get a little separation. The Dons climb right back into it, making a brand new ball game. Hagen with it on the right side. He passes down low to Verwink. Verwink looking for some place to go with it. Passes back out to Schlafer. Schlafer resets the offense. Schlafer back down low to Verwink. Well, three bomb on the way by Hagen. That's just a hair long. And rebound coming the way of the Dons. Matt Konechny with it. Three bomb straight away. Bounces around. No good. Rebound coming back for the Royals. Trey France on that. Schlafer three bomb dead on, and that just bounces off the rim. Rebound back for the Dons. Carter Summer, he takes it up the court. Pass back over to Sam Dooms. Pass in the corner over to Cole Wallace on the right side. Wallace being guarded by Nystrom. He kicks it back out. Three bomb on the way. Yep, one's just a little short. Rebound by France over to Schlafer. Schlafer has the ball up the far side. Cross pass. That's a big three bomb on the way by France. Just a little bit short. Rebound back the Dons. 8-8 ball game. 8 minutes, 15 seconds left to go in first half of play. Very, very hotly contested ball game. Three bomb on the way from the left side. That's going to be a little overshot. Rebound off the rim by Schlafer. Under 8 minutes to go in the first half. Schlafer with it. Crosses the timeline. Royals, no rush. Hagen with it on the right side. As there's an offensive foul being called. I believe that's going to be number two. Is that's Owen Hagen is second, Royals third. Turnover for the Royals, that's their fourth. And it's still an 8-8 ball game with 7:50 left to go in this first half of action. Matt Konechny with the ball, brings it up past the timeline. Passed on to the right side, Ben Weiland. Weiland over to Sam Dooms. Three-point thought by Cole Wallace. Pass to the far side, three on the way. That's going to be long. That three was shot up there by Ben Weiland, pulled down by the Royals as they transition back into offense. Pass, Ron Board, he's on the right side. He's thought about a three, and now he's thinking better of it. Pass over to Schlafer on the right side. Schlafer over to Lieberg. Lieberg back to Board on the left wing. Lieberg looking for someplace to go, gets it over to Parker Verwink. Passes down low to Oswald. Oswald pivots around, starts his dribble, picks it up, pass over to Board. Board on the right side. Under 7 minutes to go in this first half, still tied 8-8 between the Dons and the Royals. Lieberg, right side, looking to pass down low. He's got it to Board. Board puts it up, off the glass, count it. Ron Board using some size and strength, and we've got a 10-8 Assumption lead. 6:40 to go in the first half. Real quick moving half. As the Royals enjoy a one-possession lead. Konechny fires up a three from the right wing, and it rims out. Rebound Dons, and that's put up and count it. That's basket by Sam Dooms. We've got a 10-10 ball game yet again, 6:20 to go in this first half. No team getting any separation, and that's kind of game you got to think this will be, as there's not too much love lost between these teams. Kids all know each other. I wouldn't say they're friends, but there's a mutual respect there as Cole Wallace picks up his second foul of the game for the Dons, the Dons' third of the first half. 6:16 to go as there's substitutions coming in. Nystrom coming into the game for Parker Verwink. Couple other substitutions there for the Dons. I didn't quite catch. My apologies there. Inbounds, Schlafer to Oswald. Chase Lieberg hits board down low. Back out to Oswald. Back to Lieberg, top of the key. Really sitting on that right side is Nystrom. He's standing at the top of the key now. Fakes right, fakes left. Little jab steps here or there. Spins. Pass over to Oswald on the right side. Lieberg, pass to Schlafer on the right, on the left side, goes to his right, stops, picks up the dribble, back to Lieberg. 5:50 to go in this first half. Lieberg goes down low, puts up a shot, no one home, and there is a rebound picked up by the Dons, and there will be a foul on Lieberg. Understandable. Fourth foul on the Royals, first on Lieberg, and we'll have Konechny inbounding to Carter Summer. 10:42 to go in this first half. 10-10 ball game. Mason Edwards passed the ball to the corner to Summer. Summer trying to get down low. And there is a foul being whistled. And I believe that's going to be J.J. Oswald. A little too handsy there on the defense. And we will be having a fifth foul on the Royals. First on Oswald. Out goes Oswald. In comes Hagen. As we move closer to halftime, 5.5 to go, 10-10 ball game. A lot of strong defense being played. Offense doing what they can. Three bomb on the way by the Dons, and it's good. Count it, Carter Summer. 13-10. Dons lead. 5:15 to go. First lead of the game for the Dons. Royals got to play catch up here. Still plenty of time. Nothing to be discouraged about. Schlafer up off the glass, a little too strong. Rebound Konechny. Dons on the attack. Got cross half court. Pass back out. As there is a call being made. Not exactly sure of the call. I think that's a coach's warning. On Assumption Coach Paltz. So we will be having the Dons ball. And I'm still not exactly sure, as I think there's a warning on Coach Paltz by official. Said, hey, enough's enough. Let's go show how intense this game is. Both coaches are both standing, walking around, talking, yelling orders. It's all sportsmanship. It's all good. Dons with the ball. Going down is Carter Summer along the baseline. Konechny thought about a three, stepped inside, kicked it back out. Domes, he thought about getting it down to the paint. He kicks it back out again. Ball was poked loose. No one's there, and there's a foul whistle, and that one's going to be coming up again on Hagen. That's his third. The Royals sixth. 4.5 to go. Royals are getting a little bit of foul trouble. A little bit of foul trouble here for the Royals. As we'll be having an inbound here, Carter Summer. Inbounds, Konechny. Konechny with the ball, surveying his options, goes to his left. And we've got a whistle and an offensive foul, another turnover. Gonna watch the number here, see who that was. It's 15, and that would be, double check the name, make sure I have it written down right. Jack Kolbeck. So there's first foul for him for the Dons. Schlafer with the ball, top of the key. Ron Board, right side. He moves to his left, didn't have much to go on his right. as we have Chase Lieberg, top of the key, look for somewhere to go. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Don's up 13-10. Schlafer with the ball. He's in a little bit of trouble, kicks it back out, and that's a turnover for the Royals. That goes back the way of the Dons. 3:52 to go left in the first half. 13-10, Columbus holding a slight advantage over the Royals. First lead of the game for the Dons, so very contested game. Carter Summer with the ball, drops back out. Shot, three-bomb on the way by Konechny. Short, rebound, bounced around, caught by Board as Nystrom takes the ball back up the court. 3.5 to go in this first half. Very entertaining game. Both coaches very animated on their sidelines. Three-bomb on the way by Lieberg. Little long, ball is loose, corralled by the Don Sand Dooms. Dooms with it, pass to the corner to Summer. Summer back out top to Konechny, back on out to Summer. Summer back to Konechny in the wing. JT Schlafer, he's right there with pressure. Ball being passed around the key. Thought about a three was Carter Summer. Thought better of it. 3 minutes to go in this first half. 13-10. The Dons with the lead over the Royals. Three bomb on the way. Dooms, you count it. 16-10. Columbus lead now. 2:50 to go in the first half. Don's still a very good team, even though there's a lot of new faces. Very, very good program, very good feeder program, as the Royals have as well. Most Don's have been there, done that. Or been there, done that, you should say. Parker Verwink trying to drive to the hoop, and there is a whistle, and that's going to be a defensive foul. Foul coming up on the Don's. That's going to be 35. That's Carter Summer. His second foul, fifth foul of the game for the Dons. Neither team is in the bonus, or it should be sixth foul, excuse me. Sixth foul, I missed one. I'll figure it out. Schlafer inbounds the ball down low to Lieberg. He gets that blocked. Lieberg gets his own rebound. He's looking for somewhere to get to it. Gets it back out to Schlafer on the right side. Schlafer, he's getting hounded right away, and there's another errant pass. And wait, hold on here, and it was deflected. Wasn't an errant pass. It got touched, last touched by the Dons. So assumption, they keep possession. Trailing 16-10 with 2:13 to go in the first half. Inbounds, Schlafer, Parker Verwink, passed on over to Trey France. Three bomb on the way by Nystrom. Just a little, it was dead on, just a little short. Rebound, Dons. Konechny up the far side of the court, fires up a three of his own. That's off the mark to the left. Ball's bouncing around. That's loose, and ball's still loose, pulled in by the Dons. Ball's still loose again, errant pass. Last touch by the Dons, Assumption basketball. Ball's going kind of going all over the place tonight, folks. But got a heck of an entertaining ball game. 1:49 left to go in this first half. 16-10, Columbus lead over the Royals. A lot of ball game to be played. Neither team has us locked up by any means. Oswald passed over to Lieberg right at the free throw line. Works to his right. Now picks up his dribble. Passed across the way back to Oswald. Oswald, and he takes a step, and that's another turnover for the Royals. Six for the Royals, five for the Dons by my count in the first half. So we've got a 16-10 ball game, Columbus lead with a minute and a half to go as we inch just ever closer to the halftime mark. During the halftime, we will get some tunes in as I crunch some numbers. Prepare for an exciting conclusion to this one. Three bomb on the way. That is off the mark. A little strong by Weiland. And that's last touch by the Dons as it goes outside. Out of bounds, I should say, and Royals ball. That's sixth turnover, I will call that, on the Dons. Minute 20 to go left in regulation in the first half, I should say. Schlafer with the ball, crossing the timeline. As there is a foul being called on, I believe, the Dons, 25, and it would be Sam Dooms, That's his first. And to the line goes Chase Lieberg. I believe it's a 1-1. And it is, and it rattles home. So another point to the Royals' ledger. Breaks about a, oh man, that breaks about a 5-minute lull in the action for the Royals' offense. Stalled out a little bit there. That one is wide of the mark. Rebound by Ron Board. Royals still in business. Board passed back out to Nystrom just inside half court. Nystrom starts his dribble. Goes to his left, passed out. Up to the left side is Lieberg. Under a minute to go. 16-11 contest. And that came with about 1 minute left to go. Schlafer, he's going along the baseline, and there's going to be another foul called on the Dons, this time by Caleb Hilgeman. And that will be Schlafer going to the line. He's 2 for 2 tonight. So he'll get a third attempt here. It should be a 1-1. 16-11, Don's lead over the Royals. 44.6 seconds to go in this first half. Very entertaining and fun. Shot up, count it. Schlafer with the hoop. Lots of football this weekend, too. The rivalries. Fortunately, saw the Badgers drop the axe to those rodents west of here. Shot up, count it. And that's Schlafer. He's doing good for the Royals. He's got 6 points already. And it's a 16-13 Columbus lead with about 40 seconds to go. Probably playing for one shot, unless it's a really, really good shot, as the Dons passing around. And there's a whistle. That's going to be a whistle and a foul on J.J. Oswald. Blocking foul. So that's their last free one, I believe. So to the bonus go the Dons with 27.9. Inbounds pass coming. That was Edwards back on out to Ben Weiland. Weiland pass. That's to Dooms. Dooms. He goes Hilgeman. Hilgeman wants to get the ball to Konechny. Konechny is not anywhere near where there can be. And there's a timeout called. A 30-second timeout called by Coach Konechny. And we'll take one, too, back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
It's that time of year again. Time to find that special gift for that special person in your life. Try finding that one-of-a-kind gift at the Love It Again Thrift Store. When you purchase items from the Love It Again Thrift Store, you are supporting the awesome programs that Love, Inc. brings to our community. So stop by the Love It Again Thrift Store on 12th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3, for that one-of-a-kind gift for that one-of-a-kind person in your life.
Seconds left to go in this first half. The Assumption Royals trailing the Columbus Catholic Dons 16-13. Again, 12.9 to go, as we will be seeing how this transpires the last few seconds. Matt Konechny with the ball. 10 seconds to go. Konechny dribbles between his legs. Goes to his right, looking for some separation. Cross court pass to Ben Weiland. Got ball three. Tipped out of bounds. And 0.7 seconds left to go in the first half. And the Royals, they might be getting out of this one without the Dons getting a score here. Inbounds pass coming, though. Sam Dooms, he will be inbounding. 0.7 seconds. Smack of the ball. Ref is counting. Pass over. Konechny shot at the buzzer. That's long. Does not fall. And that is halftime of this game right now between the Assumption Royals and the Columbus Catholic Dons, where the Dons, they hold a 16-13 lead. So, going to take a little step out here for a few moments as I do some math and try to make sure I know what I'm talking about in this game. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
105.5 FM. Tell your smart speaker to play WIRI.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman was a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. Oh, when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and have some fun before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He let them down the streets of town, right to the traffic cop. He only paused a moment when he heard him holler stop. But Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, and he waved goodbye saying, please don't cry, I'll be back again someday.
take back the tinsel, stockings and bows, 'cause all I want for Christmas is you. I don't need expensive things, they don't matter to me. All
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and cold with lows close to 10. And a little more sunshine as we look here into your Saturday afternoon. Highs into the low 20s. And mostly sunny for Sunday. High temps warm up into the mid 20s.
Currently we're at 15.
Field house, where we have about a minute and a half left before the second half starts here between the Royals and the Dons. So we've got a good one where the Assumption Royals, they got to play a little catch-up. Just down 16-13 at the intermission as they held a lead through most of that first half. But then the Dons just went on a little bit of run, not too big a one, and kept the Royals without a point for quite a long time in that second half. Or the second part of the first half, I should say, as they were held scoreless for about 5 minutes. So Royals got a little bit of work to do. As Royals, they're led on the night by J.T. Schlafer with 6 points, followed by Chase Lieberg with three. Ron Board added a basket, as did Parker Vruink. Big notice there, no points so far for Logan Nystrom. He's the Royals' second leading scorer coming back from last year's squad. the Dons of Columbus Catholic. That's kind of the same deal as their leading scorer coming back from last year, Matt Konechny. He doesn't have any points at all. So the Royals defense has done a great job taking him out of the equation. But it's the Dons' ability to shoot from range that has them up by a three-point bomb as they have connected on four three-pointers and just sank a pair in the paint. No trips to the free throw line, so they've got their business done there. They're led by Sam Dooms with five, Carter Summer with five, then Ben Weiland with three, and Caleb Hilgeman with three as well. So the Dons getting it done from three-point range. The Royals, they have been able to, the Royals have really been able to do some business from the free, or from the free throw line, as they are 5 of 6 from the stripe in the game. So we're just about here to start the second half of action. The Royals, they're going to be heading to me in this second half, as the Dons, they'll have their backs to me this time around. Thanks for joining us again on 105.5 WIRI. I'm sorry if you wanted to listen to some good old classic country music and got me for sports, but you can stick it out the last 18 minutes of gameplay. We'll get you back to the music in no time as Seth working the magic back in the studio. And with that, we are underway in the second half where the Royals have possession. Chase Lieberg looking for somewhere to go with it. Goes to his left, picks up his dribble. Schlafer, hand it over to Schlafer. Schlafer cutting through the lane. Underneath, that is Ron Board, and Ron Board connects. First points of the half for either team, and it's a 16-15 Columbus lead, 17:30 left to go. Three-point bomb on the way by Konechny. Long, ball's loose, pulled down by the Don, Sam Dooms, and he passes it back out to Cole Wallace. Wallace, left side, kind of a circus shot, underhanded, and Wallace hits it. His first points of the game, and there's two more, and that's 18-15 Columbus, 17-10 left to go. Nystrom gets the ball up across half court. He got trapped in there. That's not the situation he wanted to get into. Schlafer, he's taking the ball up near side, and he gets a whistle, and he stepped inadvertently out of bounds. So there's your first turnover of the half by the Royals. I was halftime, I was able to listen to or talk to Brandon Beck and Coach Beck from Port Edwards. Great conversation. Got to talk to him a little bit about his 1,000-point mark. And then just talked to Coach Beck about his team. Big win that they had tonight. Three bomb on the way by the Dons. And that's not good. Rebounds being fought over yet. I think it's going to be a whistle. It's a whistle, and I believe it's a foul on Ron Board. And that's what the call is. Ron Board's second of the game for the Royals. First one of the second half for the Royals. Rebound on the way. That's a little long. Rebound pulled down by the Dons. Konechny had it. He passed along the way to Cole Wallace. Cole Wallace has it. He kicks it back out. Konechny. Konechny thought of three. Works into the paint. Wallace gets the ball back on the left side. He's directing some traffic, cuts in along the baseline, and he goes to pass back out, but there's a pushing foul, and that's another quick one on the Royals. Logan Nystrom, his first. Two quick ones here in the start of the second half against the Royals. Inbounds pass, Konechny, left wing. Thought about a three, being guarded tough by Ron Board. Goes to his left, throws a shot up. Bounces around, no good. Pulled down by Board, the Board by Board. And here we go, the Royals on the attack. 16 minutes left to go in regulation. Ball is turned over, intercepted on the pass, and that is good, that interception and basket. Ben Weiland, his first 2 points in the second half. A second turnover by the Royals, and now we've got a 20-15 Dons lead, 15-40. Left to go, and we've got a foul. That's coming up on Cole Wallace. He was a little too physical there against JT Schlafer. Well, unless they're, yep, they're calling that on Wallace. That's his third. Don's first in the second half. Schlafer with the ball. Given directions, Ron Board stands atop the key there, and he passed a little errantly over to Chase Lieberg. Gets the ball low. Nystrom, nice little touch, and he gets his first basket. And we got us 20-17, Columbus lead, 15-10 to go in regulation. Left side wing, Caleb Hilgeman passed out to Wallace on the left side. Wallace directing traffic, trying to get the offense where he wants it. Wallace charges down into the paint, kicks it back out. Ball being bounced around. Pass back out to Hilgeman. Hilgeman looking for some place to go, picked up his dribble, pivot around, and it's still held on by the Don. Sam Dumbs, he's got the ball, trying to figure out where he wants to go with it. He's working down in the paint, goes up against Verwink and Board. Didn't like that option. Ball passed back out. Dumbs, he thought about a three. Kicks back out, cuts through the lane, and he goes up. He's fouled. He doesn't hit the shot, but it's a foul either way on Parker Verwink. And to the line goes Dumbs. First free throw attempts of the game for Columbus. Columbus 1-0 on the season. They beat Rib Lake just last, I believe it was earlier this week, forgetting what day it is. As shot, little off to the mark, to the right. So we'll see what he can do with another opportunity here. Is looking at a few football scores in the college landscape. Some of them are surprising. Some are not. Georgia Tech beating Georgia, so that's a good one. Second free throw up, no good. Rebound to the Royals. That was Verwink on the rebound. Schlafer up to Lieberg on the right side. Verwink goes, fakes left, goes right, stops at the free throw line. Back out to Lieberg, top of the key. Ball gets poked there. That was by Ben Weiland. And we got Lieberg, goes to the rack and sinks it, and one. Excuse me, as Lieberg, he gets fouled on his way to the rack, and that is a foul coming up on, make sure I get the right number written down here. I believe that is Ben Weiland, his first. That is the Don's second. And we do not have a made one, and that ball gets popped out of bounds, last touch by the Royals. And we've all of a sudden got a 20-19 Columbus lead here, 14-10 to go in regulation. I cannot complain about that score, especially if you're a Royals fan. Three bomb on the way by the Dons. Cade Jensen. And there is a shot put up. That shot was put up by Jensen. And it was touched by the Dons, but out of bounds. So we have a Royal ball. Inbounds, Schlafer comes up the right side. Gets the ball poked away. Trey France with it. Thought about passing out. And he hits it up and in. And the Royals retake the lead. First points of the game for France. And it's a 21-20 Assumption lead. 13:40 to go. Dons passing the ball around the key. Mason Edwards goes to the rack. Count it. His first points of the game. And we got back to a 22-21. Don's lead, 13:20 to go. And we've got a whistle. That will be a foul on Kay Jensen for the Dons. His first. Don's third. So Royals back in business. Down a point, 22-21. This is shaping up to be a fantastic finish. If neither team can pull away. Schlafer kicks out. France, long ball. No good. Rebound by Konechny. And back down the other way we go. Jensen, three bomb, short. Rebound, Dons. Konechny has it. Left side, thought about a three. Schlafer was right there. Jensen, back out Konechny. Three bomb by Konechny. That's going to be a little long. Rebound by Owen Hagen. He quick stops, carries the ball over the timeline. Works to his left, comes back right, goes back left, hits Verwink, top of the key. And there's a whistle and an offensive foul. Turnover for the Royals, their third. And that will be on 21. That's on Trey France, his first, the Royals' fourth of the second half. Back in the game comes Cole Wallace. Out goes Carter Jensen. Or Cade Jensen, excuse me. Out goes France. Back in goes Ron Borg. Watching some penetration from the outside from the Dons. Cole Wallace takes it down low. Pass along the baseline. Three bomb on the way by Mason Edwards. And you can count it. Three bombs good. We got a 25-21 Columbus lead. 12:15 to go. So right when the Royals claw back into it, the Dons say, no, no, not so fast, my friend. And we have another opportunity for the Royals. And to the rack goes Lieberg. And you can count that one as the lead gets cut again. 25-23. Dons, 11:50 to go. Ball being passed around. Konechny with it. Kick back out. No one there. But it is gathered nonetheless by Carter Summer. Summer. He goes back out, kicks it back out, thought about a three. Nice little nifty move on the inside by Mason Edwards. No good. Rebound Royal. Schlafer goes to the rack. Count it, and a foul! JT Schlafer with the hoop and the harm as he gets two, and he can make this a one-point ball game as Ben Weiland, he gets his second foul. Dons are up to four fouls, and my mistake, they didn't put the points up there. It's a 25-25 ball game. This one could give the Royals a lead again. Shot is up, a little long. Rebound goes to the Dons. So we got 25-25 ball game. 11 and a half to go. Three bomb on the way by Konechny. Long rebound by Lieberg, and there's a foul on Konechny. And that's still going to be played as a tie game, 25-25, 11:20 to go in regulation. Very hard-fought game, man. If you got the opportunity, come down here for this finish here at Assumption High School. You won't be disappointed. Or if you don't want to, keep listening here. We'll bring it to you. I'll bring it to you. Seth will. Our sponsors will. As Parker Verwink with the ball passed over to Owen Hagen. Down low to Lieberg. Hoop and harm! Another one, another foul on Konechny, and the Royals' lead grows. Second foul on Konechny, and that's a basket with an and one by Lieberg. 11:02 to go. Royals can make this a three-point lead. Bend to the knees, shot is up, and it's good. And we've got a 28-25 Assumption lead. 11 minutes to go in regulation. No reason to panic if you're a Dons fan. You got plenty of time, down by three. And you have a chance to tie it now. As going through the traffic was Cole Wallace. He gets it in the harm. And that foul's coming up on the Royals. Chase Lieberg, his second. So Cole Wallace now has a chance to tie the game, and it's good. So we got a tie ball game, 28-28, as we got substitutions coming in as Hagen goes out for Nystrom. 10:50 to go in regulation, 28-28 ball game. Very entertaining game as it is. Let's move around. Parker Verwink ball on the left side. Back out to Lieberg. Gets it over to Nystrom on the right side. Back to Lieberg, straight on. Verwink, pass down low, double team to Schlafer immediately. Schlafer peels out of it, picks up his dribble, up to Lieberg. He gets out of it. Nystrom has it. Lieberg back on the left side. Hands off to Schlafer. Don's not fooled. Three bomb on the way by Schlafer. Little short. Rebound by Konechny. Don's have the attack back underway. 10-10 to go in regulation. Don's lost a little bit of a dribble. That was Mason Edwards. Back out Konechny. Three bomb on the way. Long rebound pulled down by Nystrom. And we have a whistle. And something's going on here. We can see. As there's a bench warning. I believe the bench warning going on by Columbus. So both benches have a warning. Understandable. Keep them wrangled in, too.